Before we open the Word, let us unite our hearts in prayer. Almighty and gracious Father, we come before Thee in prayer this morning on this beautiful day that has been set aside to worship Thee. And we would bring our hearts and our minds and our bodies before Thee to yield them in attention to Thy Word as we would open the Scriptures. Teach us, O Lord, and may Thy Spirit be present among us, that we would learn of Thee, Thy true mildness, and Thy truth that is endured through all generations and has never failed. Give us the faith and love that we need to persevere, and may each and every heart and soul that has come together in this place to worship and gather together truly feel Thy nearness and Thy presence among us, for we need Thee this hour and at every hour. And we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The help of the Lord, let us turn together this morning and read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Matthew 16.
Читаючи це святе речі Господнє і святок Євангелія по Матею, глава 16. По Матею, 16 глава.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky. But can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up. How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I've read the On this beautiful morning, we've all traveled some distance, some shorter, some longer, to come to church. And if we had our eyes opened on the way, we saw signs that indicated for us where we were and gave us direction on how to get here. But I wasn't really paying attention so much to those signs this morning. I kind of know how to get here, but I was looking at the signs of the times. The beauty of the autumn colors that show us that winter is around the corner was what had my attention. And on a sunny morning like this, the colors came out in bold relief. And if you were looking out the window, you would have seen it. There are signs that indicate the time that we are in. And there is one very important sign that indicates the time that we are living in. My friend, today is the day of grace because there was a cross that was put up that hung the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. And you can have forgiveness for your sins, and you can be at peace with God. And you can find strength to overcome and have hope of eternal life because of that cross. And after Jesus died on that cross, he was put into a tomb. And just like Jonah, he didn't stay in there forever. But on the third day, he rose victoriously, and that stone was rolled away to show us that he had conquered death and that you can have a hope of eternal life, and that he would raise you up if you would repent of your sins and believe upon Jesus Christ and commit your soul unto him, your faithful creator, without any doubting. Today is the day of grace, and these are the signs that have been given to you that are in bold relief, that they're shown time and time again. But with the prayers of all who gather together, would hope that we would come to a brighter understanding and a fresher and an impactful realization of how precious and meaningful these signs are to us today. Don't harden your heart Even though it's a message that's come across so many times, and it's not one that's novel or new or showing man's creativity. You've heard it before. You know it. Now you'd need to add the ingredient that the Pharisees and the Sadducees lacked, and that's faith in your heart and confidence towards God that what he says is true. That's the sign for you today. And you're invited to look. You're invited to seek the Lord while he is to be found. You're invited to ask your questions so that you can gain an understanding. The Word has the answers. So find the Word and find yourself reading the Word. Find yourself with a brother or a sister to speak and ask, how can I make this my own? We have been given much. Just as the Pharisees had been given much in the Word, but we have been given so much more. We don't need necessarily something new to spur us on, but to remember what we have received and where it is that we received it. Do any of us need to ask a sign or more proof of God's love than the sign that he has given in sending his only begotten Son for us to suffer and die in our place? Do we need more than that? Are we waiting for something maybe a little bit better, or maybe some different options, or a more convenient season? There's no need for that. Herein is love, the scripture teaches us. You want to know what love is, and you want to know the sign of love. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us first. And he sent his Son to be a sacrifice for our sins. We've received first. And so that gives us reason to be thankful. Gives us reason to look up to that sign as something brightly, a beacon that is indicating, yes, today is the day of grace, and the Word is open before us, and it can change our hearts, and it can mold us, and we can realize God's love anew, and we can realize that we are to be the salt and light, brother and sister, in this world, to share the light that we've received, the light that is illuminating and putting God on display for us, revealing who God is and his great love. We receive that light, and then we also share it with others. We've received the love of God through Jesus Christ. We've received the love of God through other believers, through family members and friends that have come near in time of need, who've grieved with us, who've rejoiced with us, who we rejoice to gather with week after week. And we have opportunity to receive, we have opportunity to serve and give. If we open our eyes and embrace the opportunity in faith, we'll find someone today who needs a word of encouragement. We'll find someone today who needs a helping hand. We'll find someone today who needs to hear the word, to receive a sign of guidance. And there are many in our midst who need to know that it is the day of grace, and to seek the Lord while he is at hand, and to see the children of God appreciating and glorying in the cross that those who are still outside the fold would say, I would like that too. The Lord has been faithful, and we have received a blessing of God's faithfulness. We read in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, how the Apostle Paul expressed it when he reflected upon the faithfulness of God and what sort of things he wanted to encourage this younger brother in the faith, and how we need to hear it too, that God is faithful and we've received the blessing of God's faithfulness. Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Do you know in your heart, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the commitment that you have made to the Lord is one that you have entrusted in God's care, and he will be able to keep his promises? Do you believe that he will do that? Do you believe that after you close your eyes in death, if the Lord does not return first, that he will raise up you and give you a resurrected body and a new life? Eternal. After you die, and there's nothing, no power that you can exercise, that he will do it. Do you believe that he is able? Paul said everything that he had committed. There were things that Paul enjoyed before he was converted, that the Lord instructed him that he needed to give up. And every day that Paul woke up, he knew he should not embrace those things again. And he would commit all of those things to the Lord and believe and have in his heart the faith that that was God's will, and that God would help him to leave those things behind. Have you made a commitment like that? To put off a habit, or to seek the Lord to change your heart and attitude in some way? Have you made that commitment to leave that to the Lord? God is able to help you in that commitment, to follow through, to see you through day by day. And maybe you start with small things and then grow. But rest assured, everything that you would completely leave up to the Lord, he will help you. He will give you strength. And you'll look back and you'll see that as a sign of the proof of God's word, and that he keeps his promises. We have received the love and the faith, and we're taught in the word that we're begotten again unto a lively hope. We have a hope of eternal life. Those who have committed their souls unto the Lord as in repentance and have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a hope. And we've received that from God. So what sign do you want? What do you not have that you need? Faith, hope, charity? We have so much and received abundantly from God's hand. Some might ask for a sign, for direction. But do not ask when the word already confirms the truth of who God is. Embrace it in faith. And that may be a challenge. But signs are not essential. Signs are not prohibited, but signs are not essential because we have a greater power, and that is of faith, of believing the word that is given. That is enough. Now, do you believe even that? Do you believe even that? That if you would believe that God would be able to work, it takes a trust. It takes a surrendering and a letting go. Jesus says to those that he was with, that there would be no sign given unto this generation except for the sign of the prophet Jonas. Earlier in Matthew chapter 12, they're asking about this previously, for a sign. And Jesus explains that they wouldn't receive a sign except for the sign of the prophet Jonas. And that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, that the Son of Man, Jesus, would be in the grave, in the belly of the earth. And on the third day, he would rise again. He explained what the sign would be. And even after it took place, the chief priests, the elders, they looked for a way to cover their tracks and to deny the sign. Are there any other signs of Jonas? Jonah had a message for the people of Nineveh, which is the capital of Assyria, a pagan nation. He told them, in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. And they repented. Jesus also has a message for the people of his day and the people of today. He spoke about a tower that had fallen and crushed some people. They had perished. He talked about the current events and the calamities that happened. And oh, how we can think of the calamities that happen in this world and all the people that are dying. And Jesus said, when you see that, let it tug at your heart. And remember that unless you repent, you will likewise perish. That's another sign of Jonas. The message of Jonas. What was the sign that was bestowed upon Jonas? What is his lasting legacy? He's remembered mostly that he resisted the word of God. And there was a sign that was going to be bestowed or given to this generation. What is the one crowning achievement, the thing that they are known for? But crucifying Jesus Christ and rejecting him. What sign will you have on your forehead or your right hand? Will it be the world's imprint that you have allowed over hours and hours of time bowing to the things that give pleasure to this world? Or will it be the imprint of God's ownership over your life because you've committed yourself and follow in obedience to the word of God? What will be the sign that you are known for? There was a sign, another sign that was given, in that Jonah was a prophet that was sent to the children of Israel at first, and then was sent out to a pagan nation, to the Gentiles, to show God's mercy and his compassion that he even has for them. Jesus began preaching and teaching to the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel, to those that were in Judea. And his word went forth from there through the apostles, through the power of the Holy Spirit, until not long after the resurrection, that Gentiles were welcomed in to the family of God. And this sign of what had happened in Jonah's time was repeated again. And isn't that the sign that's still open today? That the door of grace is open, that all, that whosoever will may come in through faith, but through no other way than Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Let us have a mark. Let us have a sign bestowed upon us. Let us be what Jesus said we are to his followers. You are salt. You are light. You are to be distinct and to bring a flavor of God's truth and his power wherever you go. Be the light. Show the great things that you have received, and always give thanks to the Lord, because he's the one that has given it. And may he bless our hearts. May he bless us with the realization of all that we have. And may we seek him earnestly while it is the day of grace. May God bless his word.
Šestnaesta glava Svetog Evanđelja po Mateju bila čitana, gde kaže: I pristupiše k njemu fariseji i sadukeji, i kušajući ga iskahu da im pokaže znak s neba. On odgovarajući reče im: uveče govorite bit će vedro jer nebo crveno, i ujutru danas će biti vetar jer nebo crveno i mutno. Licemeri, lice nebesko umete poznavati, a znake vremena ne možete poznavati. I tako dalje, kao što smo čitali ovih nekoliko reči, stihove pred nama, u današnje vreme koje nam je nužno i potrebno. Da čujemo nauku i da razumemo i shvatimo. Kad se govori o znacima vremenu, davno je govorio prorok Jeremija. U 8. glavi je i kazao: žetva je prošla, leto je minulo, a mi se ne izbavismo. Žetva je prošla, leto je minulo. Znaci s neba se pokazuju i prolaze. Mnoge žetve prolaze, mnoga leta i godine odleću, a mnogi ostaju neizbavljeni, neotkupljeni i nespašeni. Prvo pojanje što smo otpojali kaže stih 6. Sluge tvoje blagoslovi, otvori im usta ti, zato to govorimo ovdje reći gospodnju, kad pojim, i sa svima što ih čuju stvaraj zavet milosti. Ovo je, vidimo, važno dolaziti i slušati šta se govori iz reči gospodnje, reči koje se čitaju, ali treba da bude onda i napredak sklapanja zaveta milosti gospodnje, da ne bude samo žetva prolazi, dolazimo i odlazimo, i koristi od toga nemamo. Da reči koje se čuju i što piše u reči Gospodnjoj su na korist radi sklapanja zaveta milosti sa Gospodom Isusom Hristom. Zato kaže reč Gospodnje pred kraj gdje smo čitali, jer ko hoće svoju dušu da sačuva, izgubit će je, a ko izgubi dušu svoju, mene radi, naći će je. Učenicima kaže, ako ko hoće za mnom da ide, neka se odreče sebe. Koliko je važno bilo farisejima i sadukejima da vide znak od Gospoda, oni su to hteli, ali nije to bilo iskrena želja šta on može da stvori i sprovede. Srce nije bilo kako treba, spremno da primi spasenje u svoju dušu, u svoje srce. Pitanje je i za nas i za vas, ljubezni slušaoci, koliko je korisno i važno čuti šta reč Gospodnja piše, a dalje ništa ne preduzeti. Jer će još po mogućnosti, ako Bog dozvoli, još jedna žetva proći, još jedno leto minuti, a mnogi ostaju u grehu kao i pre. Da napomenemo još jednu stvar, čim se svet bavi i šta traži i želi, i s čim se hvali u ovome svetu, šta je stvorio. Svaki hoće neki napredak da sprovede i bude u životu dok smo živi i šta ćemo ostaviti i kako ćemo, kakva će posljedica ili uspomena ostati onima posle nas. Kako deca i mladež rastu i napreduju, mudrost napreduje. Napreduje i napredak u prihodima na razne načine. Opet Jeremija je davno je kazao ovako i napomenuo, pazimo, mudri da se ne hvali mudrošću svojom, ni jaki da se ne hvali bogatstvom svojim. Bog je dao mudrost ljudima i nama i vama svima da razumemo i shvatimo zašto smo ovdje danas. Nego kaže ovako, nego ko se hvali, neka se hvali tim što razume i poznaje mene da sam ja Gospod koji činim milost i sud i pravdu na zemlji, jer mi je to milo, govori Gospod. Ovo je toliko nužno i važno razumeti vremena u kojem se nalazimo i zahtev šta da bude od Gospoda. Poznati da je on Gospod, da je u njega milost i pravda, istina i da želi da svaka osoba i duša dospe tamo u večnu slavu i bude s njime. Zato ovdje dalje govori i kaže, i polazeći učenici njegovi na onu stranu zaboraviše uzeti hleba, Isus mu reče, čuvajte se kvasa farisejskog, sadukejskog. I to nisu razumeli, to je govorio za nauku, za njihova objašnjenja, za govor. I s time oni mišljahu da govori za hleb. Isus mu reče, im reče, šta mislite u sebi maloverni što hleba niste uzeli? On govori dalje, kaže, zar još ne razumete niti pamtite pet hlebova na 5000 i koliko kotarica napuniste, kako i Fariseji i Sadukeji, gde su bili da nisu shvatili i razumeli ona dela, ona čudesa koje je Hristos činio i sprovodio, da su bili sprovedeni i da je to ostalo, da se ne zaboravi do današnjega dana. Tada razumeše da ne reče kvasa hlebovnoga da se čuvaju nego nauke farisejske i sadukejske. I kad dođe Isus u okoline Cesare Filipove, pitaše učenike svoje govoreći, ko govore ljudi da je sin čoveči? On je hteo da vidi da li su oni shvatili šta je njihovo gledište i vera. Ovdje im je kazao, šta mislite u sebi maloverni? Gdje im je bila vera? Ovdje je postavio pitanje šta govore ljudi. Danas se mnogo pitanje puta postavlja od pogotovo onih koji ne idu putem gospodnjim pravde istine. Ko je Isus? Da li je to tako? Da li je stvarnost? Da li je moguće? Mnoga pitanja u svim mislima ljudi koji samo žele da žive po svom načinu života i tako da provode vek do posljednjega dana. Ovdje je kazao farisejima, da će im se znak, samo da će im se znak Jone proroka. A Jon, čitali smo nedavno i govori se o Jonu koji je, vidimo, hteo da izbegne da ispuni ono što je bilo kazano njemu od Gospoda da čini i da sprovede. On je hteo da ode na druga mjesta, da pobegne na drugu stranu. Nikakva osoba ne može da se ukloni i pobegne od onoga što će doći i što će biti, jer ove riječi koje su ovdje ostaju do kraja. I ako ne sada, doće vrijeme ovako što govori pred kraj, i će doći sin čoveči u slavi oca svojega s anđelima. Vidimo ovdje, mnogo se šta govorilo ovdje u riječi gospodnjoj, počevši od fariseja, sadukeji i od onih koji su slušali. Ali ovo je sada još jako važno, da će doći sin čoveči u slavi oca svojega sa anđelima svojima i tada će vratiti svakome po delima njegovim. Kakva je vera naša ovdje sada, tako će nam i biti vama ljubezni slušaoci i oni svi koji ne primiše reč i nauku. Jednima će biti kazano, odite k meni vi, blagosloveni, oca mojega, uđite u carstvo oca svojega. A drugima, idite od mene, ne poznajem vas. Sada je vrijeme razgledati ove riječi i uzeti primjer fariseja, sadukeja, di je srce njihovo bilo, šta je njihova želja i težnja da doznaju, nego da doznamo to kako ćemo, da ne prođe još jedna žetva i još jedno leto da mine, a da bude, da su još imena dodata i zapisana u knjizi večnog života i spasenje sprovedeno dušama narodu ovoga veka. Dalje govori i kaže ovako, kada je pitao šta mislite ko sam ja, Simon reče i odgovori, ti si Hristos, sin Boga živoga. Ovo nam je jedno svjedočanstvo da razmišljamo i mi u današnje vrijeme možemo li to primiti, ljubezni slušaoci u srce. Mi smo mnogi primili to, učinili zavet sa Gospodom i ispunjavamo, sprovodimo, živimo za Hrista i On za nas. Odgovarajući Isus reče mu, blago tebi Simone, sine Jonin, jer telo i krv nisu tebi to javili, nego Otac moj koji je na nebesima. Kao što je ova reč napisane ne od ljudi, izmišljene priče, da se samo prodaju knjige i zarada pravi, nego da ima koristi spasenja dušama naroda, da bi izbegli od suda i večne muke koje dolazi na svako srce i dušu koja se ne odaziva spasenju i pozivu Gospoda našeg Isusa Hrista. Ja tebi kažem, ti si Petar, a na ovom kamenu, na kamenu Isus je Hristos pravi temelj, sazidat ću crkvu svoju i vrata paklena neće je nadvladati. Svaka će osoba naći, primiti spasenje, večnog dar, večnog života spasenja, sa Gospodom biti, čitamo na mnogo mesta, pogotovo u Otkrivenju Jovana Bogoslova, mesto, način i vreme gde će se provoditi i slavu Gospodnju videti. Zato neka bude naša želja i težnja da hitimo, želimo i težimo dospeti tamo, ući u sveti nebeski stan, sa Gospodom biti u večnosti. Tada zapreti Isus učenicima svojim da nikom ne kazuju da je on Hristos. Međutim, sada se govori, spominje i sprovodi, jer je kazao pred svoj odlazak učenicima: idite i govorite i naučite sve narode ovom spasenju, i koji se obrati i krsti spašće se, a koji ne osudit će se. Ovo su reči važne, istinite i korisne. Za nas sve, za napredak, za dušu, za mir i utehu. Od tada Isus poče kazivati učenicima svojim da njemu valja ići, mi ovo sve razumemo i znamo, u Jerusalim, mnogo postradati, to je prošlo kroz to, od starešina i od glava svešteničkih i književnika, i da će ga ubiti i treći dan da će ustati. I uzevši ga, Petar poče ga odvraćati, govoreći: Bože, sačuvaj, to neće biti od tebe. A on se obrnuvši Petru, reče: idi od mene, Sotono, ti si mi sablazan, jer ne misliš što je Božije nego ljudsko. Tada Isus reče učenicima svojim: ako ko hoće za mnom, da je neka se odreče sebe i uzme krst svoj, ide za mnom. Ovo su divne reči, nauke i blagodati, primajmo ih u srce, čitajmo, crpimo, razumemo, zaista ćemo sretni i blaženi biti, dospeti tamo u večnu slavu i svetost Gospodnju gledati, slavu njegovu uživati, večnost sprovoditi i biti njemu za to dobro. Neka je slava, hvala i čast od sviju nas sad u večnosti. Amin.
We heard much this morning concerning signs and how the disciples, one of the things I believe the signs that they missed was the sign of the leaven of the Pharisees, scribes. And so Christ said, the scripture taught us this morning, then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And that doctrine was a false doctrine. And I believe you and I today are living in a society with false doctrines. And we need to beware. We need to know the signs of these false doctrines. And that's why the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians and he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the rudiments of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You see, there are false doctrines. And that's why he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Let us beware of the false doctrines that we live with. Be rooted and grounded and established in our faith. Amen. Amen.